Hello, it's a delight to be with you for another meditation on toroidal flow. There's something special about the definition of a Taurus that we offered on the last meditation. It's by the folks over at Spirit Science. They describe a Taurus as a self-organizing system that comes together at a single point of unity and expands its energy out in every direction all around itself until it returns back to this space in the center, this single point of unity, and it will continue to do so on and on and on. Sounds like poetry to me. Actually, it sounds a lot like ourselves, self-organizing. You know, we're constantly doing. We're constantly going on and on and on, and for the most part, our body, our self-organizing system, does this by itself. The heart stays beating and the lungs stay breathing. And here we are, directing this vessel, this body. We're experiencing the world. So we're taking quite a bit in and we're expressing quite a bit. We're emoting a lot. We're thinking thoughts. We're moving throughout the world. We're doing things. We might even say that our presence is an expression. Our human spirit is expressing in the world. So as an individual consciousness, as a human being, we're constantly evolving and transforming. Each breath, every heartbeat, each moment is new. We could look at our time in meditation as coming back to a single point of unity. Look at our time between meditation sittings as expanding energy out in all directions, all around our lives, and then returning back to this point in the center. Perhaps that's your meditation cushion. Perhaps that's coming home to your interior, to your heart, to your mind. Perhaps meditation for you feels like a single point of unity, where you're not separate from the world around you, but you are inextricably a part of it. I realize I said hearts beating and lungs breathing, that this happens on its own. It's interesting that we talk about the second half of the practice of living awareness as being a repeat of steps 1 through 7, that steps 8 through 14 are basically the same sequence, but going a little bit deeper or expanding a little bit wider, however you want to look at it. This step 13 is a reflection of heart-mind. And isn't it interesting, the relationship of the lungs and the heart? The lungs take oxygen in, and there's an exchange that happens. Oxygen moves into the bloodstream, and carbon dioxide is released. So breathing, breath, is toroidal in nature. And our circulatory system is toroidal in nature. The lungs are often associated with the mind in that the element air is involved. We associate air with mind. And obviously the heart is connected to our circulatory system. You might say our heart is a single point of unity. After all, when the heart stops, we stop. Everything stops. The quality of the heart is one of the revelation of our interconnectedness. And the notion of heart-mind is the wisdom behind that interconnectedness, heart-mind as a way of being, and understanding toroidal flow as our being, that life is toroidal in nature. The blog post on Monday offered a number of teachings from various spiritual traditions that basically all reveal the truth of treating others the way we would like to be treated. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This really is the beauty behind heart-mind. It is the revelation of that truth. Our interconnectedness, our interdependence, that we're all part of the one life. And so we take that beautiful sentiment into meditation today. Perhaps we start with a long, slow, deep breath and an awareness of the breath leading us to the lungs and the lungs leading us to the heart. And as we settle, we might just settle into the spaciousness of the heart. Gently breathing in and gently breathing out. The rhythm of the breath simply reminds us of the newness of each moment. A new breath, a new moment. Flow. It can be nice to rest your awareness in the space of the heart. Becoming aware of the cyclical nature of the breath, of the heart, of moments. Just sensing into that energy, that movement, that flow of breath by breath. Oxygen moving into the bloodstream. Being distributed to every part of the body. Oxygen moving into the cells and the cells releasing carbon dioxide, that finding its way back to the heart. The heart moves it into the lungs, and the lungs release that carbon dioxide as a gas into the air. The cycle repeats itself, and we breathe oxygen, we breathe air into the lungs where it meets the bloodstream. And that oxygenated blood moves from the lungs back into the heart, and then out of the heart once again. to every part of the body. The expression of the heart is the expression of toroidal flow in a very physical way. What we put out comes back and goes out again. So we sit with this knowing, this beauty of the breath and the heartbeat. The intelligence of the body and this mechanism of toroidal flow. Breath coming and breath going, moment to moment. Simply being with and of and the result of flow. As we inhabit this moment fully, as we experience it, perhaps just by experiencing the fullness of a breath, as we soften and open to that simple fact of our being, abundance, oxygen is there, it's available. Life flows to us and through us. Because we are present in our lives. Simply being, simply breathing. Receiving. The mind receiving. The mind expressing. The heart receiving. The heart expressing, the body, emotions, and spirit, receiving and expressing. And awareness becomes this single point of unity. Awareness of the now, awareness of our presence, our being. presence affirmed becomes presence expressed. Simply being and simply breathing. Breath comes in and gently breath moves out. As we sit with the flow, the toroidal flow, the natural comings and goings, receivings and releasings, moment to moment to moment. Together we take a few breaths to bring this sitting to a completion. We breathe light into the mind. We breathe light into our feeling nature. We breathe light into our physical body. We breathe light into our sense of self, realizing ourselves to be light, breathing with and in the world. Thanks for meditating. Be with you again soon.